This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Russian missile hit a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday, killing at least two people and wounding 23 in an attack that President Volodymyr Zelensky described as a crime against humanity. Video footage showed a devastated building with smoke pouring out of it and much of the upper floor of what appeared to be a three-story building badly damaged. Russia's defense ministry claimed it had carried out an overnight strike on a Ukrainian ammunition depot. Russia has indicated it views a Pope Francis peace initiative positively, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry was the first public acknowledgement by Moscow of the Pope's move. However, Moscow stressed there are no immediate plans for a Vatican mission to the country. It followed the Vatican's recent announcement that Italian Cardinal Matteo Zuppi had been tapped by Francis as his envoy. This mission aims at helping ease the tensions of the conflict in Ukraine, period. Zuppi hoped his still unscheduled talks would lead to paths of peace, much like he achieved on his mission to Mozambique in the 1990s, where he helped to mediate peace talks that ended the civil war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police fired tear gas to disperse climate protesters trying to block an annual general meeting of French oil giant Total Energies in Paris on Friday. The demonstration caps a series of tumultuous shareholder meetings at major corporations in Europe as activists stepped up pressure on companies to reduce their carbon footprints. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting between rival Sudanese forces on Friday rocked the western region of Darfur, witnesses said, as U.S. and Saudi observers noted, quote-unquote, improved respect for a fragile ceasefire now in its fourth day. Within minutes of the ceasefire taking effect late Monday, witnesses in the capital Khartoum reported airstrikes and gunshots. Weeks of war has claimed 1,800 lives and displaced more than 1 million people. The United States and South Korea are holding their biggest ever live fire exercise as 3 weeks of massive military drills begin not far from the border with North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in South Korea near the demilitarized zone.
The South Korean military is calling this an annihilation drill. They've invited dozens of foreign and local media, meaning the audience is both in North and South Korea. The drills were scaled back during peace negotiations in 2018. When those talks broke down, North Korea started launching more missiles than ever. New leaders in Washington and Seoul have now decided on a tougher approach that hasn't stopped North Korea from building better weapons and issuing more threats. Kim recently vowed to launch a spy satellite and may conduct a nuclear test. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Pochon, South Korea.
An extremely rare shooting and stabbing attack in Nakano, a rural town in central Japan, ended on Friday with the deaths of four people, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Nagano Police Chief Iwa Koyama.
This is an extremely heinous incident that causes great anxiety to our society and the citizens of the prefecture.
Despite the shooting and killing of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last year, shootings are extremely rare in the country where gun ownership is tightly controlled and a tough vetting process exists for anyone who wants to own a gun. According to the National Public Safety Commission, the suspect had a license for a hunting rifle.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Pope Francis has a fever that caused him to clear his schedule on Friday morning, the Vatican said, nearly 2 months after the 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized with bronchitis. It was unclear who the Pope had been expected to meet with, as his agenda was not made public as is customary on Friday. In late March, Francis was admitted to a hospital in Rome, where he remained for 3 nights after having difficulties breathing. Doctors determined the respiratory infection was bronchitis and treated him with antibiotics, to which he responded quickly. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.